Hello, I'm Kendra.
And I'm August.
And you're listening to Book Dumb, a bookcast brought to you by a couple of dummies.
In this bonus episode, we are going to be sharing the books that we read in March and April of 2021. No currently reading for this episode, because guess what? We'll mention it at the end. Kendra, would you like to start? What is the first book that you read in March of this year?
First book I finished, so I kind of a cheat because I did start it at the end of February, but I finished it the first day of March. And I forgot which month we were talking about already. Two minutes in. On Earth, We're Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong. This is such a beautiful book. I gave it 4 out of 5.
That's beautiful. My first book of March was The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. This was, I don't know how many times I read this book before. I think 4.
Wow.
Who knows? But it's a 5 out of 5.
And up next for me is 84 Charing Cross Road by Helene Hanf. Is that Hanf? Hanf?
Humph, I think.
Okay.
Who knows?
Sorry, I'm not sure, but that was 4 out of 5. Just a sweet little novella. Very cute.
Yeah. And then for my second book, I followed your lead, and I read On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous, and I also gave it a 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot of overlap, I think, in these 2 months. A lot of reading for the pod.
Mm-hmm.
And the next for me is The Great Gatsby. Unlike August, I have not read this a million times. This was my second time, and it was a solid 3 for me.
Okay. Well, fuck you. The third book that I read is American Psycho by Bret Easton Ellis. It was my first time reading this. I had seen the movie multiple times before. It's been a couple years, but this was a solid 4.5 out of 5. I'm going to let everyone know, do not read this book if you have a weak stomach.
Oh, yeah. I got some insider details of that book. Definitely.
Yeah, just hamsters. You'll never think of them the same way again.
Okay, so a visceral image. Okay, my next one is A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. This was 5 out of 5. Really tough book to read. Loved it. I absolutely loved it. The more distance I have from it, I think the more I love it. But definitely many trigger warnings. Do not pick this up. If you have not looked up the trigger warnings, we actually have an episode coming up in a couple weeks on it that we'll talk about it and we'll give you those explicit warnings as well.
Mm-hmm. The next book that I read is Know My Name by Chanel Miller. 5 out of 5. This is a fantastic book. I listened to her read the audiobook and it was really hard to listen to, really hard to read, but definitely important and should be read, and I highly recommend it.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Up next for me is Honey Girl by Morgan Rogers. Really great. Actually, I was really surprised by this. 4 out of 5 for me.
Oh, nice.
Was not at all what I was expecting.
Okay, that's on my TBR, so I'll read that one soon. The next book that I read is Fun Home by Alison Bechdel. This was a really fun one. I don't know if I could call it actually a fun one because it's some pretty intense subject matter. This is towards the end of my phase of reading queer memoirs, which actually isn't a phase, Mom. And this was a 3.5 out of 5.
I love that. Okay, I'm actually going to group the next 5 together because they're all part of the same series, part of the Grishaverse series. So I reread the original trilogy, Shadow and Bone, gave those all 4 out of 5. And then I reread What was it? King of Scars. That was a 4 out of 5 for me. And then I read the new release, Rule of Wolves. I cannot keep track of names. That was a 5 out of 5 for me, simply because it made me cry at the end, and that's all I need for a 5 out of 5.
Which is most books that she reads, which if you go through her Goodreads, you can see all the 5 out of 5s.
It's true.
The next book that I read is The Roanoke Girls by Amy Engel. This was a fun one. Not like the best mystery thriller, but like still really enjoyable, good summer read, and I gave it a 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. Up next for me is The Mothers by Britt Bennett. 4 out of 5. Could not put it down once I started it. Britt Bennett, chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm. Next book that I read is Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim by David Sedaris, and this was a 3.5 out of 5. Probably my least favorite of the books of his that I've read, but still a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess we'll have to check back in about that. I read The Roanoke Girls as well for an upcoming episode in a couple months, I think 2 months, 1 month. What is time?
Who knows?
It's a summer episode for you all. I actually gave it 2.5 because ick, but also interesting, but also major ick.
Yeah, That seems about right. I think that ick is what gave it the 0.5 to my 3, so.
Yeah.
Different people like different things. Book that I read was The Best of Me by David Sedaris. This is his newest book, and this was also a 3.5 out of 5.
So many David Sedaris.
I like to laugh sometimes.
I like to, really?
You'd be surprised. It's just you're not funny, so you don't make me laugh. Ha, ha.
Anyway, up next I read 1,000 Ships by Natalie Haynes. I really liked this one. I thought it was 4 out of 5. I kind of went in with low expectations because I was like, nothing can top The Son of Achilles for me. And I was pleasantly surprised. Super fun. Audiobook is fantastic. Yeah. Would really recommend the audiobook.
Nice. Next book I read this year was Perfume, The Story of a Murderer by Patrick Susskind. This was a 3.5 out of 5. Maybe a little bit closer to a 4. We'll see how it changes over time. Really unique read, really fun. Would recommend it.
And then I read The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay. This is also for an upcoming episode, and I gave it a 3 out of 5. I really struggled to connect this book. The first half of it easily would have been a 2, maybe even a 1, mm-hmm. but then the second half really picked up for me, and that would have been a 4 if the whole book had been like that.
Next book, just like Kendra, 1,000 Ships by Natalie Haynes. This was a 3 out of 5 for me. I agree with what you said about it. Like, very, very surprising with how much I enjoyed this one. Maybe we'll have to do an episode on it. We haven't recorded that, but we probably could.
Yeah, I think maybe we could.
With that Ariadne book coming out, too.
Oh.
We'll see.
Maybe like a Greek-Roman adaptations. Greek. Let us know if that's something you'd be interested in. And then I read Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell. I really liked this. I don't know if I really liked it because I'm such a Hamlet fan, but oh my god, I keep meaning to talk to you about this because this book had everything. It had ghosts and like horror, but also had like romance and like sexuality. Mm-hmm. And then it just had like a bunch of fun Shakespearean references.
Nice.
So
I'm waiting for the audiobook still for that one. So excited to read it.
I hope you'll like it. I don't know if it's just me, but okay. I like it.
Was that a 5 out of 5 for you?
No, it was 4. Okay. Just missed that like last oomph, I think. But did it make was you beautiful. Cry? It did not make me cry. Maybe if I'd read a physical copy, I did listen to an audiobook.
The next book I read, The Mothers by Britt Bennett. This was a 3.5 out of 5 for me. Not as good as The Vanishing Half, but also you can't compare everything to The Vanishing Half. So still a fun one. Would recommend.
Very good point. Grips table, trying not to flip it over because I read what is now one of my new favorites, probably top 10, maybe top 5, and that's Howl's Moving Castle by Diana Wynne Jones. Wow. This book, wow. That's it. Just wow. Go read it. Really loved it. I'm going to reread it probably soon because I have been in a slump ever since because it was so good.
We should watch the movie together soon.
Yes!
It's so cute. The next book I read was The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay. And much like Kendra, I struggled with this book a lot. I gave this a 2.5 out of 5, and I feel like that's even being a little generous. The last 100 pages of this book, superb. The first 300, I could have lived without.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm with you. More to follow on that. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Up next, I read Minor Feelings, An Asian American Reckoning by Kathy Park Hong. I actually did not rate this. I typically don't rate memoirs unless it's a 5 out of 5. It was really good. I think there was a lot of valuable things. I especially liked the introduction of what minor feelings are, where they come from. Mm-hmm. I've never read a memoir like this before. And so I highly recommend it to everyone, especially with the attacks on Asian people all over the country. But it's happening a lot in the Bay Area, so it feels very present. It was beautifully written. It just wasn't a 5 for me.
Next book, I was peer pressured into reading, and it's a philosophy book. and it's Free Will by Sam Harris. It's a philosophy book, so I didn't really know how to go about rating this because I don't read a lot of philosophy-based text. This one deals more, I think, with moral philosophy, or that's my takeaway from it, which I enjoyed reading about. So I gave it a 3 out of 5, but also, who am I to judge philosophy when I don't give a shit about philosophy?
Yeah. Relatable. I like that you were bullied into reading it.
I wasn't bullied. I was just nudged persistently over an extended period of time.
Interesting.
It was only 60 pages. Okay. So if you're interested in philosophy and you want an introduction to moral dilemmas, maybe this is the one for you. I'm not sure. I'm not the person to ask.
Love that. Okay, next I read The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. This has been sitting on my shelf for years. Mm-hmm. I am bummed that I didn't read it earlier. It was really good. I was not connecting to it in the first half, but the second half I was like, could not get enough.
Okay. I'll add that to my TBR. I've never read anything by him, but I see him everywhere.
Yeah, this is the only one I've read by him.
Okay. Next book I read is Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. This was an interesting one to read. I really like Anthony Bourdain. I'm a big fan of watching Parts Unknown, but, you know, this book was written in the mid-2000s. There's a lot of problematic stuff that he talks about within cooking and chef culture, which, from what I've heard, has changed a lot in, like, the last 14 years since this book was published. But this was a really enjoyable read. I listened to him read the audiobook, which was so nice, just like hearing his voice outside of the Parts Unknown episodes that I've seen. So I gave this a 3.5 out of 5 just because there were moments that were not cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's just problematic moments there that I feel like I need to mention now because it's important to acknowledge.
Of course. Yeah, it's good to know. The last book I read for this wrap-up is The Awakening by Kate Chopin. 4 out of 5. I love, love, love this novella. The only thing that's missing for that 5 is just the racism. Mm-hmm. I think the racism and classism bothered me a lot more this time around, but I still really love it and would highly recommend it.
Yeah. And same as you, the last book that I read for this roundup is The Awakening. This was my first time reading The Awakening. I don't know how I've made it this far into my life without having read it before. I have read The Story of an Hour, which is another short work by her that I love. Since I just finished this today, it is a 5 out of 5 in my heart currently because wow. But probably like in a month, if I ever stop thinking about this book, maybe we'll move down to like a 4.5 or 4.
Yeah. I mean, definitely it was a 5 for me the first time as well. Nice. And I still think it's a really great book.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have finally read it. Are you reading anything right now?
I'm actually reading The Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Bouley. Bouley. Let me know if I said that wrong. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. It's wow. I'm not even halfway through. The way things are going right now, it's going to be a 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Probably might get dropped down to a 4 out of 5 because there are 8 hours left. So okay. You don't know.
You got some time.
Got some time, but it's great. What about you?
Well, I just got The Borrow from Libby for The Prophets by Robert Jones Jr., which I am so excited to finally read. I have been waiting for like 12 weeks, so ready. And then I'm also about to start reading Year of the Monkey by Patti Smith.
Oh, yay.
So I'm really excited for that one. I actually was reading the back and she started writing this book after doing concerts at the Fillmore in San Francisco. And I cannot remember what year I saw her in San Francisco, but it might be the one time where I saw her at the Fillmore. It could be not because there was another year where I wasn't able to go. But if it is, warms my heart a little bit.
That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's it for now. But we'll probably check in and do the same one in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And then August had this wonderful idea. Do you want to share it?
Yeah. We love competition and we love cutthroat. What's that called? Bracketing?
Bracketing.
What's the term for it called, though, when you have it going against each other?
Is that not bracketing?
Is it bracketing? I don't know. We're going to make it like all the fantasy sports, but we don't know sports, so we're making it with books. And we're going to pick out probably halfway through the year our favorite books from each roundup. And then have from those and pick our favorite book of the year.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Who will win? Are there only winners? Are they only losers? Who knows?
Poetic.
I don't know.
I'm excited.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm excited to see because sometimes you read a book that's so fucking good and you mm-hmm. can't choose between two, but when you're forced to, you're like...
And I think it's going to be nice setting up the brackets after we have some time to like reflect on what we read in the first half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
To give it, because, you know, sometimes you're in that honeymoon phase of the book, and you're like, this is the best book of the year.
Oh,
but then
gosh.
2 months later, you're like, no.
That's so. My whole life. I'm the worst about giving 5 stars because I just finished it, and then I'll, like, look back a month later and be like, girl.
Yeah. I just went through my Goodreads, like, a week ago, and I adjusted a bunch of my ratings.
I gotta do that.
Yeah. So find us on Goodreads to be updated with what we're reading. And you can follow us on Instagram at BookDumbPodcast. You can also follow our personal accounts. You can find me, August, at Iggy Poop.
And me, Kendra, at Kendra Lapp.
And since this is a bonus episode, you know, like, review, subscribe.
You know the things.
Ta-da.
Okay.
Bye.